From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of Syria's delegation to proximity talks in Geneva, Bashar Jafari, Wednesday, criticized the opposition for calling a pause in the negotiations on the country's political transition.
If they leave the talks will not lose anything. Because to begin with, they do not represent the Syrian people.
Jafari said by leaving the talks, the opposition, who he described as extremists, terrorists, and mercenaries, may be taking away a major obstacle preventing a solution. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee halted its participation this week over growing violence in Syria that threatens a cessation of hostilities. Tuesday, airstrikes believed to be carried out by the government killed at least 44 in opposition-held towns in northern Idlib province. The United Nations Wednesday said the delayed peace talks between the warring factions in Yemen will finally get underway Thursday in Kuwait. The talks to end more than a year of fighting were to have started Monday, but Houthi rebels balked over continued Saudi-led airstrikes. A South Sudanese rebel spokesman has told the Reuters news agency the government and rebels have reached agreement allowing rebel leader Riek Machar to return to the capital Juba to form a unity government. Spokesman James Gatdet Dak said Machar, who had twice been expected in the capital this week, will fly into Juba on Thursday. Machar and President Salva Kiir signed an agreement in August to end a more than two-year conflict, which has killed thousands and displaced more than 2 million. Both sides have been under international pressure to fulfill the terms of the agreement to end the conflict. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is confirming reports up to 500 may have lost their lives when an overcrowded boat capsized early this month and sank in the Mediterranean between Libya and Italy. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
We have been able to speak to 41 survivors of an incident that, if it's confirmed, would be one of the worst tragedies in the Mediterranean in the last 12 months.
He said passengers were being transferred to a larger vessel when it capsized and sank April 8th. Close to 180,000 have reached Europe by sea across the Mediterranean and Aegean. So far this year, at least 760 have died or disappeared. President Obama and Saudi King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflict during a two-hour closed-door session in Riyadh Wednesday. The president also met with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi ahead of Thursday's Gulf Cooperation Council summit, described as an important opportunity for the U.S. and its Gulf partners to strengthen cooperation against the Islamic State and discuss regional conflicts. Mr. Obama is to meet leaders of France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week in Hanover, Germany, for an informal meeting, expected to cover topics including Syria, Libya, and migration. A strong 6.1 magnitude aftershock rattled Ecuador's Pacific coast early Wednesday, frightening residents who barely begun to recover from Saturday's massive earthquake. The death toll from Saturday's 7.8 quake is approaching 600. Thousands have been injured, dozens still unaccounted for.
El país no debe engañarse, no son cuestiones de corto plazo, no son tres días.
Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa said recovery will take years. He called it the worst disaster in the country in 70 years, with tens of thousands of people affected and towns almost completely destroyed. Almost a year since a 7.8 earthquake struck Nepal April 25, 2015, leaving more than 8,000 dead, almost no progress has been made in rebuilding hundreds of thousands of homes. Christian Monhart, a UNESCO representative, blames the government for not clearing the way for the reconstruction of historical and religious structures.
Very slow government procedures to authorize us to do the work. I really hope that this will change and that the situation becomes a little bit more stable.
Nepal is estimated to face more than $6 billion in a reconstruction bill, although about two-thirds have been pledged by international donors. France Wednesday said it will seek an extension of a state of emergency put in place following November's terrorist attacks in Paris. Prime Minister Manuel Valls said the government wants to guarantee security for the Euro 2016 football championship and the Tour de France cycling race. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says millions with AIDS continue to suffer and die despite globally agreed-on goals to curb the epidemic by 2020. It said despite a relatively low prevalence of HIV in West and Central Africa, only 1 in 4 adults, 1 in 10 children have access to antiretroviral drugs. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.